platform 2 Tango Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty.
It's still morning by a little bit, and off. Making my way, getting ready to head back to the big town of Moore from the big town of Simpleville, you know?
I was eating earlier, and I heard you and Jerry on there for a while. I knew you was over there. Well, I went down in the meantime to Kohl's and dropped off a package to be sent back to Amazon, and then got back. And I'm tired, so the wife checked my blood pressure, and it's, what, 112 over 57? Yeah, something like that. And my blood sugar was 112, but I chewed a piece of gum on the way home, so that's not unexpected. So I guess I'm still alive.
Breathing, kicking, and Bernice didn't collect any insurance today, so, you know, you're still good to go.
It's pretty nice out there, 57 degrees, 68% humidity, and a 6-mile-an-hour wind. I talked to my old buddy back in Arma, Kansas, which is 5 miles north of where, or about 10 miles north of where I used to live. And their temperature was 9, and it felt like 0 with a 9-mile-an-hour wind. And it's not going to be above freezing for the next 8 days, and they already got ice on the ground.
Then ice. And they can have that. I don't like that type of stuff anymore. And I'll... Just went by Prisma Health, this building over here, as I was, as I'm coming back on Main Street, Simpsonville, till I get up here to 417, where I'm going to make my turn. And my little bit of, my two little small, things that I had for breakfast, a couple of little waffles, those frozen waffles, I had a couple of those for breakfast this morning. And they're already starting to give out. And that was just about 2.5 hours ago. So, but it is what it is today. And I'll, but I had to be over here at 10:45. She was doing some adjusting on my hearing aids and getting some things working that weren't working that were supposed to be working. You know how that goes?
Your problem is that audio signal bouncing back and forth in that hollow cavity up there. They probably have to allow for that.
Speaking from experience.
You made Bernice laugh on that one. shoot. Well, you didn't expect me to be nice, did you, Rusty?
You've been sending EMS over there to find out what was wrong with you.
I'm tired, but I ain't dead yet, so I gotta express my opinion. Well, I got two, I ordered two of those carriers like I like for my cell phone, and they were about 5/64ths of an inch on a side too small. So I took them back to the Amazon returns, which I hate to do, but they make it easy. And ordered two more, and said it was for an iPhone 11, but come to find out there's three different sizes of iPhone 11. I knew there was two, there's actually three, and this one in particular didn't say anything about that. It just said it fits iPhone 11. So, you know, you gotta be awful careful and look everything over real closely. About all we got planned today is Bernice is making homemade vegetable soup, and I got to go out and check on the birds in a little while, but they're fed and watered, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. She's over here letting off steam off the pressure cooker. Is that what it is, Bernice? Yeah, we'll be careful. Back to you, Rusty.
Well, I was, before I left, I intended to take a steak burger out of the freezer and put it so it would thaw out this afternoon, so I could throw that in the air fryer this afternoon, but I didn't, so it's going to still, by the time I get home, it's still going to be frozen solid, so that won't occur today, so I will have to decide whether I need to get the makings and maybe make me a pot of chili today. And, you know, that would be good, and see what I can do there. I may do that when I get to the grocery store. I got to stop by the Publix when I get back and everything. Went Friday of last week, tried to get in to get my shots. And I don't know whether I told you this, but both Publix is booked. All of the Publix stores in Spartanburg County are booked solid, so they weren't taking any applications. The Ingles, they're not, the Ingles that's over close by me, they won't be taking any more until after March the 15th because they're covered until then. So I did get on somebody's list, though, and they expect to have some vaccine in about 10 to 14 days, so there's a good possibility I'll get my first shot in about that time. We'll have to see. That's through the hospital system over in Spartanburg, you know. Anyway, I am on 417 headed back towards Spartanburg County. WU2T Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger, this is in 0TR. I talked to a nice young lady up in Landrum earlier. I start saying in Landrum, and they were hooking up a mobile, and they had a lot of, shall we say, AC hum on there. It was interference, but they have a base station, and so they know what they're doing, and I told them it'd probably sound a lot better once they get it installed in their vehicle, because they were picking up noises of the computer and that around them. It was nice to meet somebody new. And that's all I'd done out there. Well, I heard you explaining that to Jerry this morning on Fox News. That's channel 21 over the air, the local station. They showed pictures of the Kmart plasma down there where we got our shots February 5th. And they opened it up to 65 and down to 65, I guess. Oh, my gracious me, oh, my. Yesterday and today, the lines were horrendous. Yesterday, I think they were doing walk-ins. No walk-ins today. No vaccine. There was a line clear around the building this morning, and it was 44 degrees, and they said that they would not be opening for business until noon because they hadn't received the vaccines they wanted. So it was a real cluster mess if there ever was one. I'm glad we got our first shot anyways. Maybe by the time we get our next one in March, well, it'll have settled down some, but I don't know. Can't blame people, but the thing of it is, Rusty, the people with actually with appointments were forced to stand back in that line too, even though they had an appointment at 7 o'clock, and they didn't even know they wasn't going to open till noon. It's a mess.
It's that on the news yesterday. I saw that being announced on the news yesterday that they weren't going to open up till noon time today. That was announced. I happened to catch the noontime news yesterday and saw it on there. I knew about that yesterday, and I was wondering what people were going to do, particularly when they said they weren't going to be doing any walk-ins. And, you know, it is what it is, as they say. There isn't a whole lot we can do about it. And the thing about it is, having had the COVID, I've got some immunity to catching it again, though, as they say. Because they say for about five or six months, I'm pretty well got some immunity build up. And but I do want to get the shot. Is to get the shots as soon as possible and get on the list. But it's a case of doctor suggests that I needed to wait 30 days. It's not a mandatory thing, but he said I would be better for it if I waited 30 days. Just for the simple fact that because I've just had it, if I didn't wait 30 days, when I get that shot, I'm liable to feel really, really miserable.
Kelly, our oldest daughter, got it up in Michigan. You know, they live up there, of course. You're aware of that. And she's a teacher. And so she got her first shot, no problems whatsoever. And it was the Pfizer vaccine. And she got her second shot and kind of knocked her a little bit. But she said, Dad, all I had to do was take two ibuprofens and that was all. And she got over it. So I don't consider that any kind of a real bad penalty if that's the only side effects. Now, Steve said his wife had the Moderna vaccine and she had some rough time after the first shot. But everybody's an individual, I guess, Rusty. And I've heard good things from Phil and different ones about that Spartanburg system. It's really a fine system over there. So you're around a good hospital. We've always had good luck at Buncombe down here, Greer. It's on Buncombe Road at that hospital. But they changed ours for us and give us our shots over there and rescheduled it. But this morning they were saying that your vaccine card, which ours has the second appointment written on it, when to come back for the second shot, is not a guarantee of an appointment. I don't quite understand that, but we went on my charts and printed it out, and it's still there, and so we'll stick those in the car pocket there and take them with us.
To do that. Well, like I said, you know, the hospitals, and this is being run by Spartanburg Regional over here, because I asked them about that, and that's who's even handling making their appointments and everything. And the lady said, well, they're due to get in some more vaccine in 10 to 14 days, and as soon as they get the delivery date, then they'll start making more appointments. You know, right now they're not taking any new appointments for the new vaccine coming in, so, you know, they're just putting your name on a list. And she said they'd be in touch with me, and I said, that's fine, you know, because I do have the immunity and all. But no, they were just saying that it's not good to take it within 30 days of actually having had the COVID, because you might get a really squirrely reaction to it. Said some people that have had it that got the vaccine within that first 30-day period got some real nasty reaction to it. But, you know, I'll play it by ear. I'll wait 30 days. That'll work out right. 10 to 14 days will put me out there beyond the 30-day mark. So that'll work out good. Anyway, had a station check into one of our nets last night that was out in Trinidad, Tobago, and he checked in and he was real loud, and by the time we started making the list got made up and we started making calls, nobody could hear him. He couldn't hear anybody, so he checked himself out, and that was pretty bad because a lot of us wanted to work that station last night. This was like on 75 meters late, early, and then 40 meter late. But worked a couple of California stations last night on 40 meters and after midnight. So that was a good deal anyway. WU2T Mobile.
Yeah, there's a black gentleman down there. I say black, maybe he's Jamaican or whatever. I don't know. But he's very common on CW from down there. See him all the time. And Trinidad and Tobago, I thought that'd be common knowledge for you, because, man, I've heard them many, many times on not only CW, but sideband.
I'm on sideband on 20 meters. I have not worked them on. I worked them on sideband and on CW, both on 20 meters, but I've never worked them on 75. And that would have been a nice little contact last night. And we had him on there, and then we had a different station pop in on 40 meters last night after midnight our time, and he couple of people were able to work him because he could hear them, but he wasn't hearing everybody. So it was, you know, it was one of those things where somebody could hear and some couldn't hear, you know. It gets like that, just depending upon where you were in the country as to how the band conditions were. Had a couple of guys check into net last night early, and man, they were, you know, 30 over S9. That's before the net started. And by the time they got the list worked and started working down the list, you couldn't even hear these guys, and they were in the U.S. So, oh, well, that's the way the band is right now. We're driving along over here on 417, and they got another one of these big areas where they've cleared all the land. They've got the curbing in for the roads that go through the subdivision, building another one of these big subdivisions over here.
So, yeah, that's the way the bands have been lately, and that's the way the subdivisions have been, too. They're building one down here across from that Greer Country Club. Good gracious me, oh my. It is humongous. And just increasing the traffic and traffic jams and doing nothing with the roads. It's disgusting. But it's the way it is. I don't see how people are buying these. Literally thousands of houses, and those suckers start up here west of us at around $275,000 and up. I don't even know how they finance them. It's just amazing. They're on a slab, which I don't much like that, but I guess it's okay. But I've never seen concrete that doesn't crack eventually.
About that, they've on the other end of Old George of Anderson Mill Road, where goes down before it gets to the new Keurig plant. They're adding on to a subdivision that had been there. They built one end of it in a little small section of it. It had been there like that for 4 or 5 years, and now they're starting to build on the other end of it. And I noticed the sign out front says new houses from the upper 280s. And they're building them on a slab. And if I don't put that much into the house, I'm going to have me a crawl space where I can, slabs are cold. I don't care what anybody says, unless you put that heat stuff down on top of it. And before you put flooring down, those floors are cold. I just don't like it. So anyway, and I'm going by Lawrence Electric Cooperative Incorporated Operations Center over here on 417. One of the little small electric companies that are out in the country here. WU2 T-Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
You are. Yeah, it's crazy, Rusty, the way things are going, and the growth is exponential. But we love it where we're at, and we can't see it, and that's the beauty of it all. And yet we can still see the mountains to the north. So we're very, very, very extremely blessed. And there is some property south of us that could be bought, but it's awfully swampy and would take a lot of rehabilitation before they could build houses back in there. So it's timber from us all the way down to Lake Cunningham, basically, and not fit for occupancy back in there. Well, I'm looking at QRZ now, and there's nothing out there, Rusty, except there's one TI on 17-meter sideband. Be Costa Rica. And I just don't see anything else communicating with the United States at all. So I haven't even turned the radio on the last three nights. I just look and see if there's anything interesting there before I go downstairs. And there hasn't been. But hopefully, as spring comes, there will be. And I sure didn't know that your nets lasted that late. Gee, Manny, that's a long time.
Well, the late nets start at like, let's see, we've got it like this. We've got a 40-meter net that starts at what would be 7 o'clock our time. We've got a, that's a 40-meter sideband net. We had a 40-meter CW net that started last night at 9 o'clock our time, which is 0200. We had a 75-meter early net, which started at 10 o'clock our time, 0300. We had a 40-meter late net, which started at 0500 Zulu, midnight. We had a 75-meter late net that started at 0600 Zulu, 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't stick around for that one. I worked a couple of stations on the 40-meter net and then closed everything down and went to bed. But, you know, and we have nets like that. Now, our Saturday nets start, we start with a 20-meter net that starts at noontime, our time. And there's a 20-meter sideband net at noontime. 2 o'clock that afternoon, there's a 20-meter ready net. 4 o'clock, there's a 20-meter, there's a 20-meter PSK net at 2 o'clock. 20-meter ready net at 4 o'clock. And then on Saturday night, our 40-meter CW net starts at 7 o'clock, and the cycle goes on. And so, you know, I called a 40-meter net this past Saturday night, the 40-meter early net. Called a 75-meter late net Sunday night, or early net Sunday night, subbing for somebody else. I've got my own 75-meter early net tomorrow night, and you know, and so we've got quite a few nets, and we've even got somebody. We don't have a whole lot of net controllers. That's the problem. We got one of our other members of our club is wanting to try to start up some digital nets on 10 meters. Good luck there. I don't think that's going to work out, mainly because I've looked at the Ole Miss nets on 10 meters, and when you only have 4 people check in, that's not much of a net. And I'll tell you two T-Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
Sir, there's been absolutely almost zero traffic on 10 meters. It's just non-existent. And I never did mess with 10 meters back in the old days. And I got into ham radio about the time you did. And now I wish I'd at least got the DXCC on it, because it would have been like falling off a log when the sunspots were there. But it was a little, shall we say, too CBE at the time. And I just never did mess with it. And so I actually need 5 more on that and 2 more on 12 meters. That's my own fault. I never was much into really striving to get the DX. I did work it, but I just never did work for the awards, you might say. But now I could kick myself. I wish I had those two, and I'd have 8 band, I guess it is, or 9 band DXCC. I got all the rest of them.
RBX.
RDX recognized. Well, hang on a second. Well, I'll tell you what. I got my DXCC mixed. But in the meantime, I've now got I've got 20 meters confirmed. I've got a hundred contacts on there confirmed. I've got I need 1 more on 40, and I should get that this week. I haven't looked, and to get that one confirmed to give me DXCC on that net, on that one, and I think I need 3 more, 2 or 3 more on 80 to get there. So I'm working to it. RDX, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm not going to take much of your time. This is Whiskey Delta 4, Romeo Bravo X-ray. There's you guys talking about a 10-meter net. Well, the Golden Corner 10-meter net meets on Sunday evenings at 7:30 on 28455. You can look them up on their Facebook page, which is the 10-meter, what the hell is it called? 10-meter Golden Corner net, I believe it is. I'm tired. I worked third shift last night. But anyway, there's lots of check-ins. Last time I paid attention to how many check-ins there was 28. So if you guys are interested in 10 meters, nets. Like I said, it's the Golden Corner 10-meter net on 28455 at 7:30 p.m. on Sundays. QSL.
Roger, let me jump back in. Let me ask you a question, though. Are most of those people that check in all around from the local area around here, or are they a wide band? Are they all over the U.S., that type of thing? Over.
Oh, I'll put it to you this way. There's another group up in the New England states that meet 450, I think it is. Maybe I'm screwed up. But anyway, we've had check-ins from the northeast when the 10-meter band was open. So if the band is open, people would be checking in just from all over the place. Over.
And open and type things. Anyway, well, thanks for the info. Go ahead, Tom.
34RBX, clear.
I think I got it right. WD4RBX, Richard in Townville, South Carolina. Good afternoon to you. And, yeah, he's right. If the band's open, Rusty. and that just hasn't happened lately.
Guys here the other day went on the Ole Miss website. He's a member of Ole Miss, and he went on there looking, and he went back through the history of their 10-meter nets for the month of January. And he said they were averaging 6 check-ins per net. On 10 meters. And, you know, that's not much of a number of check-ins to be able to establish a good 10-meter, you know, DX and work all states awards net. So, you know, that's not going to make it real good right now. And, of course, we got guys that want to start a Riddy and PSK nets on that band. And he said he looked at their Riddy and PSK nets and even their CW nets on 10 meters. And they all their nets all together on 10 meters were averaging about 7, maybe 8 check-ins per net. That's not a real good number of people checking in to be able to have constant nets going. So it is what it is. And, of course, our club right now, we need about 7 more NCSs right now to keep ourselves covered with what we've got. And these guys are wanting to start new nets with people they say will take over. I said, well, where are these people helping with our nets right now? If they want to do those, how can they do those if they won't do the current nets? But it is what it is, and our board of directors will probably vote it down.
Rusty, I got to go help Bernice do something here, and so I need to run. But it sounds like you're a busy man and a happy man, and that's what counts. And it's nice all the work you do out there for amateur radio. Talk to you later, buddy. 73W2TN0TR's clear.
Okay, that's working out pretty good because I'm just about 2 minutes away from Publix, and I've got to go in there and pick up some stuff. Catch you later. N0TR, W2T73.
November Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
Nobody wants to talk to you anyways, even if you are mobile. Hi, Bob. Boy, you surprised me. This is N0TR, of course you know that.
5 minutes ago, just as I was backing out of the parking place in Ingle there, heading home, heard Rusty pop in and out or something. I only heard him for a second. But how y'all doing this morning? Or I guess it's almost afternoon, or maybe it is afternoon. I don't even know what time it is.
It is 12:24 and 15 seconds right now, Mr. Bob. Yeah, he was on there traveling over to Publix, I think. And I don't remember. I just got on there and ID'd. I just went down to Kohl's and took back a couple of cell phone holders that were the wrong size and sitting here with Bernice and waiting on that homemade vegetable soup to get done.
A good thing to do for lunch. Tom, give me just a minute. I got a phone call here. I'll be back in a minute.
No problem. N0TR.
I'm back in D7J. Yeah, I haven't heard much of Rusty. He seems kind of elusive lately.
Hurt him a little bit. He had the COVID and he got over it, and now he's waiting for a period of time before he goes back and gets his shot. I think you got to wait 30 days or some such thing. Bernice and I got our first shot the other day. Today I looked at it on the news down there at that Kmart Plaza, and it's just a cluster mess if I ever heard of it. Boy, no vaccine, not opening to noon, lines clear around the building, yada, yada, yada.
I don't even know why they would consider doing it like that. That is idiotic, to tell you the truth. And to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised that Rusty managed to come down with it, with the choir thing going on and stuff. My neighbor caught it the exact same way Rusty did. They went to a Christmas party with 220 people there, singing in the choir, no masks, no nothing, and 75 people tested positive immediately following.
Yeah, the church down here that our neighbor's kids go to had the same situation. One meeting there, and they had 47 that caught it, Mom.
That church, same with the one over here by my house, should be fine and should have to pay all the bills. Of course, the people that go are not what you call sharpest pencils and stuff. But you wouldn't catch me singing in a choir standing next to a group of people like that or going to church. And you know, I just think that's foolish. I'm almost asking for it.
We went to Aldi's yesterday morning. We go at 8 o'clock in the morning when they open to avoid people. And there's usually just 4, 5, 6 people there. Anyways, this one blonde gal that Bernice and I know, and she's pretty ornery, she just had on a, like a grinding shield, and a very poor one at that. And I told her, I said, you know, that's pretty much useless. Well, I believe in God, and if I get it, well, that's just tough. And I said, but that's not the point. If you get it, and then for the next 10 days, you're spreading it to people like me with heart failure and Bernice with cardiovascular disease and all that. And I almost said, well, if you believe in God, you should have a discussion with the over 6,000 people that have died with it in South Carolina.
Well, Tom, I just got into the driveway here, and I actually am going to bring in the groceries and stuff here, and then I'm going to go out and put together I have to extend my work table to put a thrill press on it. So I'm going to say 73s to you and Bernice both. You guys have a great day. I will catch up with you soon. N0TR and D7J.
Okay, Mom. Always good to hear you. Yeah, Bernice's mom, an old farmer, she always said that the Lord helps to protect those that help themselves. And I believe that firmly. That's why we wear the mask. 73's Bob, you take care. Good to hear you. Send 0TR's clear.